All right, I guess it's time for trivia, and that's why Freddie Conger's here.
And we got so much going on, Ron, this particular weekend.
Yeah, we do.
Got the Heels playing basketball tonight.
Mm-hmm. Hard to believe.
Oh, I know. We got the Heels hosting Virginia tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You got soccer, field hockey, volleyball. I mean, there's so much going on.
Yeah. And there's even a Tiddlywicks game in the other studio over here.
Yes, there is. Now. Dominoes going on behind us.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we got people playing checkers and chess and everything.
Blood sports.
There's a duel going on right now in the parking lot with two guys charging toward each other on horses.
Yeah, two gas station operations. Yeah, you know. Do you remember Gas Wars?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe it's a thing of the past, but, you know, like one station would drop its price, and then the station across the street would see it, and they'd drop their price, and then they'd back and forth. I remember up in Pinnacle, North Carolina, which was about a 20-minute drive north for me.
Really?
17 cents a gallon.
Oh, the lowest I remember is 19.9.
Yeah, this was 17 cents a gallon.
Wow. Man.
Can you believe? I mean, you can fill your car with $4 or $5?
Yeah, I mean, it was really amazing.
The only problem is, by the time you drove back home, you'd used a quarter tank of gas.
One time when I was maybe like 17 years old or something like that, I remember being 19.9 cents a gallon. You go spend a dollar on gas, you get 5 gallons, you can ride around all night on that.
Oh, exactly. Now you go in for a dollar and the gas station attendant laughs at you.
Yeah, exactly. You can't even get a vapor for that these days.
I know.
Well, what's up?
We're doing a Heels versus a Virginia football question.
Oh, good.
And we're going to continue the trend. Mm-hmm. In the long series against the Wahoos, and this is one of the oldest continuing series in all of the South.
Yeah.
Which Tar Heel tailback back in 1986 has more rushing yards in one game against Virginia than any other North Carolina rusher?
Okay, that's a boy. Put your thinking cap on for that.
1986 in the long series against the Wahoos. This 1986, which Tar Heel tailback has more rushing yards in one game against Virginia than any other North Carolina tailback in the long series against the Cavaliers?
Man, I don't know right off the bat. I got a couple of guesses, but it won't be coming from knowledge.
1986. This guy had a little bit of a troubled past.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today's Our Local Deals come from an array of great local businesses that want to help you get healthy and in shape. Get 73% off 12 small group personal training sessions and 2 nutrition consultations at Get In Shape For Women. You can also enjoy 68% off 3 small group Pilates sessions and 1 private session from Carolina Core Pilates. There's so many great deals. Find out more about these great deals and get them today at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, Freddie, I was going to say Ronnie McGill. That was the answer to one of your recent questions.
Exactly. His initials are DF.
I'm talking about...
DF.
Derek Fenner.
That's it.
Derek Fenner. All right. Yeah,
he was good.
He was a powerful runner.
My goodness.
Yeah, he was.
Not only did Fenner's 328 rushing yards aid in the 27-7 Carolina victory, but his 39 rushes is still tied for fourth most in one game.
Wow.
And the 328 rushing yards? Still the best rushing day by a Tar Heel in Carolina football history.
Derek Fenner was really good, and if he didn't have some problems, he could have been a real big success in the NFL.
Oxon Hill, Maryland, and unfortunately had some issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But boy, he was a talented running back.
Oh my goodness!
Combined speed and power and agility and all those things, and he could really get it done on the football field. It was off the field where he had his problems. Yeah.
To this day, I will never forget because I was traveling around with the Tar Heel Sports Network at the time. We're seated on the chartered plane getting ready to go out to Lawrence, Kansas. Beginning of this season, 1986. And I remember I'm seated in the front seat right next to Coach Crum.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, Derek was late. He missed the buses to get over to the airport.
Oh, man.
Somebody brought him over. He got up on the plane as we're all just about to close the door.
Right.
Coach Crum looked at him, never said a word, just with a finger, waved him off.
Off the bus.
Plane.
Off the plane. Yeah.
He turned around, back down. Now, the Heels still won the game at Kansas.
My goodness.
Derek didn't make that mistake again that season, and certainly didn't that day against Virginia. 328 rushing yards.
Yeah. Boy, Coach Crum was a man of few words, wasn't he?
Yeah, he didn't say a whole lot. Yeah. But, you know, he held players accountable.
He did. And a lot of people criticized him, but, you know, I always thought he was a nice man.
Yeah. Well, he was a nice man. He was, you know, maybe a
friendly
little
guy.
Sometimes somewhat aloof.
A little professorial.
Yeah, and... You know,
which is not like your typical football coach.
No. Usually, you know, it's kind of like watching a Baptist minister, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of.
Or for me, back home, you know, a Baptist minister.
All right.
Hellfire and brimstone!
Except more low-key.
Yes.
Hey, listen, man, even keel. That's what we're on.
Yes, we are.
That's what he always used to say. We keep it at an even keel.
And we hope the Hills play well tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
And good luck to the North Carolina basketball folks tonight. Yeah. And field hockey, volleyball, and women's soccer. Just keep at it.
And have a great weekend.
Enjoy.